This is Northwest Public Broadcasting. Health workers east of the Cascades are trying to avoid last summer's COVID-19 outbreaks again, but as Anna King reports, they're running up against vaccine hesitancy in the Latinx community.
Victor Delgado didn't want to take a whole unpaid day off work to get a vaccine appointment in Benton County.
So it's been complicated, right, to have to navigate all that stuff, their schedules, when it works for them, on the phone.
That's Victor's daughter, Vanessa, who's in Irvine, California. She helped her father get an appointment at a Safeway in the Yakima Valley. Many Northwest Latinx families face similar barriers, and public health officials are scrambling to vaccinate migrant farm workers who follow the crops into different communities throughout the growing season. Heather Hill is with Washington's Benton Franklin Health District.
And if your clinic that you usually go to is only available, you know, 8 to 4 or 8 to 5, you may live in this community, but you still cannot access vaccine at that clinic.
Some fixes: extended clinic hours, weekend appointments, and taking the vaccines to the fields and workplaces like vegetable processing centers or beef packing plants. But still, many people are skeptical about taking it. The Latinx community is coming off Trump administration policies and rhetoric that actively targeted farm workers, migrants, and even those with DACA status. Vaccination clinics run by uniformed military can be frightening to families with a mix of legal status. Delgado says she's had to convince family members and friends they won't get in trouble for getting the shot.
So we had seen rhetoric of like public charge, for instance, right? That, you know, if you access social services, if you ever try to get legal status, it will come back against you.
Many Latinx people are reluctant because they feel it violates their Catholic faith and pro-life beliefs. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson all use decades-old stem cell lines from aborted fetal material in vaccine testing. But none of the vaccines contain fetal material.
I respect the right of anyone to refuse a medical procedure.
Nancy Jecker is a professor of bioethics at the University of Washington School of Medicine in Seattle.
And I think we need to have exceptions for those who, on religious grounds, are not wanting to go forward with any of the vaccines that are currently available.
To show it's not a sin, the Pope and Bishop Joseph Tyson of the Yakima Diocese both got the shot.
Well, you know, the connection between abortion and the stem cells used to test and develop vaccines and medications is fairly remote. And what we're saying as a church is that there's a kind of a greater danger on the horizon if the COVID-19 spreads and increases the number of dead.
Beyond the religious debate, wild rumors, memes, and misinformation are also circulating. Bishop Tyson says many in the Northwest Latinx community hail from rural Mexico, and some can't read. Father Jesus Mariscal is the parochial vicar of the St. Paul Cathedral.
They are afraid that the young people will be infertile, and so they won't be able to have children anymore, or that DNA will be changed. Maybe they won't see the effects, but their children will. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy ideas that you will grow donkey ears. I thought that was a funny one.
Combating misinformation may require one-on-one conversations. Physician Angeles Ize is an epidemiologist at the Benton Franklin Health District.
It's just the younger population that feel that they don't, you know, they might not need to get the vaccine because they're young and they're healthy.
These days, Vanessa Delgado often finds herself on the phone talking to her extended family.
You know, my dad was able to get his vaccine, and then his brothers were like, oh, okay, well, he got it, then, you know, we'll get it too, you know?
She says, just as misinformation spreads, so does truth. I'm Anna King.